I'll introduce you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke with me, your host, Chris Chadwick. Tonight we got a lot of things going on. As always, here on the Let's Talk Smoke show, we're going to talk techniques, going to talk flavor profiles, events, special events. If you've got anything going on the next week or two, month or two, I just want you to call in and tell us all about it. The number to call here at the show is 1-347-202-0263. That number again is 1-347-202-0263. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got a lot of excitement coming up with the Jack Daniels, not just right around the corner. We're going to have a big time with talking about the Jack. If you've got something planning on going, if you want to look at teams that are going to the Jack, give us a call, tell us about it, talk some about that. We've also got a special guest tonight, Mr. Phil Arnold of Blues Hog is in the house. He's with us tonight. We're going to talk barbecue. We're going to talk some smoke. We're going to have a good time. I just want everybody to call in and say hi to Bill. Let's just have a good time. Bill, you're in the house with us, aren't you, brother?
Yeah, and with pets too, I guess you could hear. but yeah. No, I've got some company over right now, but yeah, they were knocking at the back door, and yeah. But like to say hello to everybody out there and at the West Tennessee Barbecue Association. Everybody that listens to the radio show. It's an awesome show and a great way to spread the word and everything for barbecue, new techniques. I know I've enjoyed being on there, and you know, I'm one to get up on a stump and preach, Chad, so just shut me off whenever you want to. So.
No, I want you to talk. All you want to talk is I'm just proud to have you with us tonight. You know, I'm ready for us to cook some more ribs together. You know, we had a big time not long ago doing that, and I'm ready to fire that Jambo up, that special Blues Hog Jambo, and I'm ready to let the smoke roll and cook some ribs.
Let the smoke roll, my friend. I tell you, I've been blessed with doing events like we all did down there at Paris, Tennessee. Anytime you can raise money for leukemia patients or cancer research, you know, I'm blessed being here as a cancer survivor, brain cancer, and anytime I can and put a few dollars toward research or anything toward that effect, you know, yes, that's an honor. And to have guys like you and the other ones that showed up to come up and help. And everybody wins. St. Jude's wins. The Paris That foundation they have there, Cancer Research Foundation. I mean, everybody. Allegro Fine Foods is an outstanding company. John Fuquay over there, Steve Wilkerson with the Diversified Sales, Team Allegro. They are well known around the barbecue circuit in Tennessee. But just want to tell everybody, man, these guys, they just got received their Smoky Angel Award recipients, and anytime you can just have a spend some time on an afternoon with nothing to do, and donate some money or efforts toward research or anything. Trust me, I know it's going to help somebody. Yeah,
that's right. You are exactly right. You know, it's always an honor to do things like that. And if you've ever noticed, folks, the barbecue community as a whole. You always see the barbecuers out smoking. They having those rigs rolling
big.
They're out there doing every weekend for a good cause, a good charitable cause. They're out there helping someone, raising money to help someone. They're helping an organization. My daughter earlier today, Presley, she wants to grow a pumpkin patch and take pumpkins to the kids at St. Jude's. Just to help them and bring a little fall and joy to them. And we were talking about
you'd
that.
You'd be surprised at what that would mean to a child. 73, I think it is, percent of them don't make it out of there. And when, you know, I went in for my surgery, it was a 5%, you know, survival rate. So I just thank the Lord with all the support I had for my girls, from all you guys that sent just a prayer or a card or something. But yeah, we're going to pass it on. We're going to pass it on to our kids, get them involved in barbecue and the kids' cues. That's up and coming. And Chad, I tell you, it's just growing, especially in the state of Tennessee. I want to come home now. And
we're ready for
you. Yeah, Missouri's been fun, but I'm ready to hit that Tennessee River and go up on the hill and watch a game every now and then, and change. You know, it's a change of scenery. I'm ready to come down south and who knows, might be a Blues Hog Barbecue Shack on the right side of the road. Hey, Tiffany, thank you, hon. Bye. Yeah. It's barbecue. I've tried it everywhere, all over the country. I don't cook much anymore, Chad. I give thanks to the Lord for letting me go out and visit people, okay?
Right.
And I met some of the warmest people that, you know, you might have a couple, 3,000 friends or something on Facebook and chat with them occasionally or like this or like that. But to get out there and shake hands with them, you know, and chat with them over, I don't know how many people are listening to us right now, but if you're listening to us, raise your hand. We'll start counting. But But I've been blessed with being an old school barbecuer, new school barbecuer. I've learned and taught some of the best, and I've just been blessed with a God allowing me to be able to burn some more fires. We're not done yet, buddy.
That's right. That's right. We sure not. We just as a whole, we love to do it anytime we can. You know, it's really important when we get out there. We go to these competitions, whether we're in it or we're visiting and meeting everybody or talking to friends that we've never met before. You know, you said Facebook. Facebook is a huge, huge tool now. It's just so nice to have it. You can meet friends, make friends all over the country. You never even meet them, and you meet them. And once you meet them, you felt like you've known them forever.
Absolutely,
And it's just so nice to have that have that relationship with everybody, you know, and especially there again, you know, I don't want to I don't want to keep repeating myself, but this barbecue community as a whole, in general, you know, once you meet barbecue, you know, they're family. And
that's what I'm speaking of, Chad, when I say I can go to Rooster Poop, Florida, or wherever, to a competition, and whether I had been there or not. But when I pull up there, I'm going to know or be familiar with, you know, half to three quarters of the teams just from, you know, us being that close-knit of a community. And it's been that way for years, you know. It's whether you go to Oklahoma, you know, they're outstanding people. But you're going to meet some guys from Alvarado, Texas, that might get that lawn rear every now and then. But I wouldn't know who that'd be. But no, it's fun to get out and see each other, you know, and overlap and how you been and this and that. And I'm promising myself I'm not going to burn so many up right out of the gate in 2013. I might get out a few times, but right now I'm developing more with the company side of the Blues Hog, organization, and that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do for the next couple of years is get into some developing, marketing, things of that strategy. Yeah.
That, you know, that sounds exciting. I mean, I just couldn't imagine, you know, having such a great line as you do, the Blues Hog barbecue sauce line, the dry rub. It's just a wonderful product. People love it all over this country, all over this world. They love this Blues Hog, and I'm just proud. I'm proud for you, and I wish you just continued success with all that, because that is just such a killer product. I personally love it. I talk it all the time, and it's just one of my favorites, and I'm just not saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Chad, you know, and we try and give back to those that, you know, gave to us, and it was a hobby. Of course, I've been doing this for, 40 years or better, and when you're old hillbilly from Tennessee, you learn to do things at a very, very early age.
That's right.
I won't go into details on that, but yeah, you know, you've made your rubs, you know, how to cook a hog, squirrel
right.
stews. There's a lot, there was so many, there was a couple of threads on Ray Basso, his forum, okay, and everybody's familiar with that, the barbecue forum, but
right.
and they were talking about Brunswick stews. You and I both know what a Brunswick stew is. And if the okra ball or okra ice, you know, seeds have not come to the top, and the boat paddle won't stand straight up, it ain't done yet.
That's
now,
right.
I don't know about thermometers and this and that, but no, there's no recipe for it. You start pitching it in, whatever. You want to get out your refrigerator or freezer, you know.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It's called clean the freezer out, and
right.
It's the best dinner you'll have, people. I've got a 100-gallon kettle out there. It's larded down. I've got a 40, and I've got a 15-gallon kettle. Man, and I tell you what, they're just as slick as they can be with that. You know, larded down, whatever, and then I've got them pretty much cryovac, let's put it that way.
Right,
and,
right.
But that's on a barbecue form. There's so much camaraderie between barbecue and any kind of cooking out there. You know?
Yeah.
Just it's wonderful. I'm thankful
that's right.
just to be a small token of a small amount of knowledge of it, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I love to cook. You love to cook. That's part of, you know, all these guys that are out there barbecuing week in, week out, wherever they're at, if they're on their back deck barbecuing or their patio, or they're on a competition, or they're in the circuit, you know, on the circuit traveling from state to state.
Yes, sir.
you know, they all love to cook, and that's what keeps them going, that love to cook and love to be out there cooking, showing their stuff. You know, they love to do that.
Yeah. And if they do happen to attempt their first contest and they get last place ribbon, they got a ribbon and they're hooked, you know.
That's right.
You know, it's still, if they get anything to walk down front, they got their effort in, you know.
You know,
they deserve to be honorable mentioned or something, you know.
That's
yeah.
true. Well, let me ask you: Do you remember the first time you got called? The first time it really hooked you once you got called? Do you remember that? Did you place on your sauce? Did you place on a meat?
Oh no! I cooked Memphis and May competitions long before I moved to Missouri, and can you spell ringer? Anyhow, I was called nicknames. Okay, one of them sounded kind of similar to that, but yeah, I do whole hog shoulders. That didn't matter to me,
right?
And I nailed them. Yeah, with my rubs. Yeah, I was pretty. And that was on the MIM circuit, you know.
Yeah.
I hear who might be the winning this guy in barbecue, but I don't know what categories, you know.
Yeah.
I know. You include lamb and you know, seafood. Several others of mine. Not. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling the truth, Lord and the Father.
Ain't nothing wrong with telling it like it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you
said,
brother.
Yeah, I've cooked whole lamb at the Lenexa. I've cooked. How many people are left that's cooked the National Lambecue, you know?
Right.
Karen's gone. Paul Kirk's still around. I don't know who the other four that we always showed up every year and cooked that National Lambecue. But, it was fun. And you know, just and you didn't win $20. I'd have driven 1,000 miles just to do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You know, those good moments like that, Chad, that are irreplaceable. Yeah.
Well, yeah. that's just what we call good memories, you know, and we all
yeah.
have them. That's
yeah.
what you keep showing these memories and
the people you meet. You know, I've known. Oh, gosh. A lot of them are gone, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Paul, Johnny, and Trish, and I can go on and on and on. Jerry King, we all need to pray for his health, you know. Mike and Debbie, Steve Ombe, Joe Moore. I called Joe Moore the other day. I said, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that or not, I did. And it's... it's a camaraderie that where what goes around will come around.
Right.
But just better be nice when you do it.
Right. That's right. You know, my daddy always told me you get more with sugar than you do the other, you know.
You got it. You know,
and that's just part of it. You know, there again, back to this barbecue, the barbecue community. I mean, overall, everybody will try to help and do for each other. And when somebody's in need, they're back on it, you know, and they just make this bond. They have this bond, and they meet these people and just bond with these people. And it's,
you know, that's like when I came down there, you know, we did that that fundraiser, and I'm thinking, I know we're going to need some help, and I know who. and that's all it took. And,
yeah.
and you showed up, man. We did two-day cook for something like that.
Yeah.
And right on time, we made money for some needy kids, some cancer patients, some research, you know, and that's what it's all about, buddy.
Hey,
Chad, I got to get going pretty quick. These kids are about to gnaw my legs off.
Are they? Well,
want some dinner. I pitched them a dog treat a while ago, but they I guess they already scarfed that now.
That didn't hold them over long. I know what you mean.
No, not long enough.
We're gonna fry.
I think I'm coming down this next week. I'll let you know if I do. Okay.
You come on down. You give me a holler, and we'll get together and do whatever we need to do.
All right. I think it might be about Wednesday, Thursday at the latest. Okay.
Okay, Bill.
All right. Love you, man. Right. Enjoyed being on the show.
I appreciate it, brother. Call back anytime. And
Did anybody out there have any questions or anything?
Well, we've got a few callers that call in and listen a few minutes and then go back out and then come back in again. We've got a caller here. Let's give me just a second.
Let's take one. Yeah, I'm sorry.
415-3819. Who we got here?
Hello. Hey, it's Keith.
Hey Keith, how you doing tonight, brother?
Pretty good.
Glad you're on the show. Glad you called in. We've got Bill Arnold of Blues Hog with us tonight. Do you have any questions for him? Like to say anything to him? Just give him a shout out.
Hey Bill, met you.
Hey buddy.
And I think you met my wife, but I don't really have any questions right now. I'm just kind of looking forward to getting to spend some time around you, maybe.
And where did I meet you, people?
I met you in Tupelo, and you met my wife at, what was that, Chris Benton?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe I can go to, I don't know if Chris is going, Chad's going, or Chris, I call him Chris, Chad, whatever,
all
same
right.
difference.
That's all
right. When you get as old as we are, you can call each other anything you want, but I was hoping to see if Chris is going. If I did a contest, Tupelo might be one I'd do next year, okay? And I mean that. I would not get in a hurry. I would not do sauce. I'd let Chris do sauce, and I'd give him the recipe. And
yeah, there you go.
It don't pay nothing, so I let you do the running.
Yeah, I need my exercise. I'd see a 300-pound guy running across that lot.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Hey, I met so many people, and you know how that is. Yeah, I'm not a shy person. Yeah, I'll do a picture, autograph, or whatever. You know, I don't do your dishes. I don't do that. Yeah. But other than that, you'll see us there. You'll probably see us at Tupelo next year for a fact.
Yeah, we're going to do Tupelo. That's a good show. And you meet everybody and see everybody.
And it's fun, you know. It's fun. And like I said, I might be somebody's dishwasher, but whatever that other word is we use for them, but
let me ask you this before you leave. You're going to go to the Jack, aren't you?
That's not public knowledge.
Going down to Jack Daniels, aren't you?
That's not public knowledge, but I'm slithering in the back door.
Back door on that, okay.
Yeah.
We won't tell anybody.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll get together.
Yeah, I'm going to Jack. Hey, I'll talk to you this week. I'm coming down.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great night. Tell everybody I said hi, and if you need me, just call me. I'm just a phone call away.
All right. Love you, man.
All right. Love you too. Have a good night. Thank you for being on the show with us. All right. Bye. Okay, Keith. What's going on? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Getting supper done and finally relaxing a little bit.
Well, that's what we like to do on Sunday evenings. Try to have a little supper, sit back, get on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Barbecue Superstar Show, and just have a good time. That's what it's all about on Sunday evenings. So I know you're gearing up for a big competition this coming weekend. Are you getting a lot of things prepped up, getting a lot of things packed up and ready?
No. I worked on. I got all my brisket stuff ready today. So that was one step. And kind of made a little list for the groceries. And I'm going to kind of do it like I did that Paris one. I'm just going to do it as it comes. I ain't getting in no hurry. I ain't stressing over it.
Right.
I'm going to do it. Well, hopefully by Wednesday or Thursday, I have most of it done. And we'll pack up Friday morning and head up.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's the way we should do it every time, not get stressed out about it when we prepare for competitions, just try to get it all together. I know I'm a procrastinator. I always wait for the last minute to try to pack everything and get it ready. And usually if you don't get set up in time, you're in a rush the whole competition.
Yep.
I'm off that Friday,
so hopefully I can get up early like I did at the Paris one, get up there early and take my time, and as long as everything, knock on wood, goes right between now and then. So
good. That's I'm sure that's the way to do it. If you can get up there early enough, get set up, you're not in a rush, you're not in a hurry, you can get your stuff prepped, ready to roll, and it makes for such a smoother competition, that's for sure. I wanted to go to that, and folks, what we're talking about is this coming weekend. Dates on that, Keith, is 19th and 20th?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, 19th and 20th. It's Bardwell, Kentucky, the Carlisle Fest. Shane Draper, I know he's kind of publicized this quite a bit, and it's going to be a real good show. It's just going to be... They've got a lot. They're paying out some good money. They've got a nice grand championship prize. I believe it's a Green Mountain.
That's part of it. The way he's talking, they got all kinds of things. But yeah, that's one of them.
Right, pellet cooker. They've got. I know Thermapen's kicked in and got some goodies coming out. There's no telling what all kind of goodies, what kind of goodie bag you're gonna get when you get there.
That'd be fine with me. I like them goodies.
We all like them goodies. I mean, goodies are nice to have. That's when a well-run show, you know, when you get up there, they've got a welcome bag for you. It's always nice. Everybody appreciates that kind of stuff, and I'm sure it's going to be a good show. I really hate I'm not going to be able to go. I've got a homecoming golf tournament. I've got a cater. I'm going to do a private function for them, you know, cater that for them. And then Saturday, the 20th, since I knew I wasn't going to be able to go to the Carlisle Fest, I'm scheduled and signed up to go to West City, Illinois. They've got a KCBS judging class. I'm going to go to that, check that out, go through the class, and hopefully get a lot of new insight on some product and, you know, some turn-in type stuff, and hopefully, you know, be able to spread some good information when we get back to that.
That'll all be real helpful.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's something that every cook team needs to do. Eventually, you know, you always hear of teams saying, well, I'm going to a judging class, we're holding a judging class, and it's just not for the judges anymore. It's more, you know, there's more teams going to these things all the time, and when it's a certified judging class, that's even better. Then you know the download, the 411 on all this info, you know, how these turn-in boxes are supposed to be. You know, you always have questions about how, you know, turn-in boxes, you know, if it's garnished, are they going to be garnishing at the Carlisle?
No garnish, thankfully, no.
Really? That's a plus.
I like it, and I dislike that at different comps and different things, but I'm beginning to like it a little more.
Right. Well, you know, you think about no garnish, that's time that you're not spending making that box.
Right.
That's also... Also, you know, an expense that you don't incur as a cook team, and everybody knows this day and time, you know, what it costs to go cook.
And it's something that's not being judged. You know, they're going to judge your appearance, but they ain't going to judge you on a leaf that's not cut right, or maybe have a little color to it wrong, or you know, whatever.
That's right. Yeah. You know, a prime example of tedious box prep on a garnish was when we were in Tupelo, and the team next to us, they had a guy specifically there doing boxes. And he was out there with his snippers, and he was snipping tops and placing them like one at a time in that box. I mean, very tedious. And when there's no garnish, it just cuts all that out. It's really nice. You know, it does make a nice box. But you know, it's just really helpful, especially if those turning times are 30 minutes apart. That even makes it more. That's tough, you know, on a 30-minute apart turning time.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got all the categories. What are the categories you're going to be competing in?
They've got brisket. They've got pulled pork, which is specifically butts. They have the chicken, which is specifically thighs. Ribs, which is baby backs. They also, Friday night, we're doing an anything but. That's the only thing Friday night. And then, for the last category on Saturday, they're doing a dessert, which I had never done in the cook-off, so that's going to be fun.
Right, a dessert category.
We actually had one thing picked out and changed that today, so.
Yeah. But now, in that dessert category, is this specific cook? Is it going to apply towards the grand?
No, I know it's not, and I don't think that anything but it is. I think just the normal categories are.
Right. Well, you know, it's unusual to really go to a comp that specifies each category, you know, such as, which is really, you know, it's nice because it puts everybody on the same playing field. You know,
yep.
It specifies baby bags instead of spares. Butts instead of whole shoulders, thighs instead of, you know, so to speak, whole chickens or lollipop chicken legs, you know. And
makes it easier on me. I don't have to make decisions on what I'm doing, so.
That's right. You know, that does make it easier. You know, I think the competition there has been well thought out. And Shane, as far as Shane Draper's concerned, you know, he's put his input into it. You know, he's traveled around. Yeah, I'm here. He's put his input into it. And,
we have lost.
Right. Okay.
I'm off, Sam.
You got
I'm
it?
Off. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Whoop.
But, you know, I think it's going to be a well-organized competition. I think you'll have a big time there.
I think it is. It seems like they've put a lot of time into it, so it seems like it will be.
Right. I really do. You know, this past weekend they had some big competitions there in Springfield, Tennessee. And, you know, they had the finals for the Sam's Club the Sam's Club Cook there in Arkansas. And I think that, you know, they finished that up. And and the next big show, you know, is going to be the Jack Daniels.
Is that next weekend?
That's the following weekend, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going down and meeting several people down there. I'm looking forward to that. I think we'll have a big time. Folks, if you're just tuning in right now, we're talking to Keith Webb of Pirate Pork. This is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. We're talking smoke tonight. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in to is 1-347-202-0263. We would love to hear from you. Call in and let's talk smoke and let's talk barbecue. We just love doing it. So just call in and let's talk smoke. We've got a lot of things going on. We're talking Jack Daniels. We'd love to talk some flavor profiles. Y'all, if you'd like to call in, just give us a call. But, Keith, you know, back to that competition, you're getting ready. What size brisket are you planning on taking with you?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You're making me think about all this, Chris.
Well... You're gonna have to.
I'm gonna do like I did. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do a little shopping, maybe hopefully I can one place, but and I can just get it there. If not, I'll check maybe two or three owners, get whatever I feel is best at that time, whatever looks good. It doesn't really matter to me as long as it's, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of average or whatever. I don't really care because it's going to be done before it needs to be turned in anyway. So I don't have to really worry about a set time and all that as long as I got it done, you know. Because I'll let it sit for a little while before I turn it in, so.
Right, you'll let it rest down. Now, let me, I know we've probably asked you this before, we've talked about it before, but on your briskets, do you do whole or do you separate them and cut you point and you flat? You separate
I do whole.
You do whole?
I do whole, and then a lot of times what I'll do is, I've told you before, I ain't just cooked a ton of them. I've cooked some years ago, and then this year a couple, but I think I did a couple last year on my own. But I'll cook them and pretty much get them close to done, if not done, and then I'll cut them. And I'll take that other part, cut it up, and eat some of it, get some tips out of it, just whatever.
Right.
Make sure
right.
The flavor is what I want, and all that good stuff.
Right. And you hear a lot of people, I know a lot of people are talking, you know, like the American Royal, the team that won, Chiggin and Grinning, they were asked about their flavor profiles on brisket. And they basically said they did beef. You know, they wanted beef flavor. They did beef flavor.
That's what I heard.
A lot of Texas guys, and there's a lot more guys in Georgia area, South Carolina. I think they're working flavor profile more to a barbecue brisket.
Yeah.
And I had some barbecue brisket this past weekend, and it was good. But I like the beef. I like the savory beef flavor. You know, the beef, good beefy beef flavor. I like that. And
I tend to keep mine that way. I like it beefy.
Yeah, yeah. I think around here in this general area, this region, I think it's more beef flavored instead of the Tex-Mex.
I'll do a beefy injection, a beef rub. I do a another little rub I got made up on top of that. It kind of adds a little more, I don't know, it's not really salt peppery, but it's kind of along those lines. And
right.
then I'll finish off with some salt and pepper. And
right.
I mean, but I've done it in one contest this year, and it did pretty good, so I'm going to stick with it.
Right, right. That's important. You know, a lot of teams get out there, and they change up flavor profiles every cook. And when they do that, you don't know what's going to work.
Well, I've always thought about it like I do the lottery. You know, do you go in and you just get them quick pick numbers, or do you play the same numbers all the time? My way of thinking is playing the same number all the time will hopefully come out better in the long run. Same way with my flavor profiles. If I'm changing every time, it seems like I'm chasing everything around anyways. If I'm doing
right.
the same thing every time, and then maybe tweaking what I'm doing every time, but basically keep it the same, I would think I would be doing better.
Right, right. When you stick with that certain flavor profile and you continue to tweak and tweak and tweak, you're going to have an awesome product regardless. I mean,
right.
You start with a killer product. You know, you've got your flavor profiles down. You cook it. You say, hey, there's something I think I could do a little different. Then you work on that, and then you tweak it. And you add a little of this, take a little of that away. You get that flavor profile exactly what you'd love to have. And, you know, it just seems to work that way. I know in the last few weeks, month and a half, I've been tweaking on my competition ribs. And they're really starting to come together. You know, we're always doing just a little something different, but staying on that same flow. We keep in about the same times, same temperatures. We might be adding a little of this, taking a little of that away to really tweak them out. And they're coming out pretty nice, you know. So that's important. You know, on these cook teams, they stick in with the flavors, especially the ones that cook as much as we do. You know, we cook in every month, it seems like. And, you know, you just constantly, and these guys, some of these guys are out there tweaking, and the ones that's hitting really big are the ones that's out there cooking every.
Okay, that's it. And you've got to cook nonstop. The more, the better. I mean, you're going to, and I've seen it with people and being around them, and I know one right now that I don't even cook competition, but he cooks three or four times during the week, every weekend, and I've seen his things get better just from doing that. I mean, that's what it takes. Just constantly cooking.
Well, you've got to stay on your game, and just constantly kicking that product out, constantly tweaking flavor profiles. I mean, it's very important. You just keep it up. You know, that's all you can do. These guys that just go and cook once a month, and they don't cook any other time. You know, they're not going to be spot on. If these guys that are cooking every week at a competition, and during the weekend, they're cooking, and during the weekend, they're competing. You know, they're always hitting. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, the time they have to do it. I know it's hard, personally, for me, as much as we cook, still, it's hard to, all the time. You know, it's hard. So, you know, I give a big thumbs up to all these guys. I admire them. It's cooking week in, week out. They go from a cook to going home, to turn around, packing, repacking, and heading back out. You know, I don't know when they have time to work.
Yeah, right. Me neither.
But, you know, that's where sponsors come in. And we would love to have sponsors here on the show. I would love to have team sponsors. I'm sure you would love to have team sponsors also.
Sure,
you know, that's what helps these teams, and that's what helps them go from week to week.
And, we need a couple for this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, you need to start working it. And you just got to ask people. That's something that I don't do near enough is ask people about sponsoring. But, you know, there's more out there that you'd be surprised. There's more that would like to sponsor than don't. You know, we always talk to the different sponsors, and I know I'm not working as hard as I need to, but we, you know, as far as a team aspect, sponsors are very important. So, you know, if there's any sponsors listening tonight, give us a call right here. You can reach me, Chris Chadwick, on Facebook anytime. Send me a message. I do have a team page, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. I know Keith, give them your information real quick and let them know how they get in touch with you.
Yeah, you can get Keith or Cindy Webb on Facebook, and we also have a Pirate page, Pirate Pork on Facebook. So any of those ways are good.
Well, that's just really important. The sponsors are just a big part of the barbecue industry. And when you have these big competitions, you know, you've got tons of sponsors out there, and they're always looking for new teams, new ideas, and new ways to sponsor them. And I'm ready to get some. I'm ready to let the smoke roll on these barbecue sponsors because it's time. I know I'm very fortunate to be a part of the Barbecue Superstars family. Daryl Mass is a great guy. He's got a great website, which is barbecuesuperstars.com. It's completely full of barbecue information, barbecue items, things that you need, have to have during a competition, and many things, all types of wants. It's full of great information, full of products. You can get on there and search and search and search. Also has free shipping over $150. It's just one of the biggest barbecue information websites on the internet today. That's barbecuesuperstars.com. This is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. Give us a call tonight. The phone number to call is 1-347-202-0263. Again, that number is 1-347-202-0263. It's just exciting to have so many things going on in the barbecue world. You know, we love to cook. We love to cook as much as we can, Keith. I know you're getting fired up for this competition. Anything you can tell people out there about about what you look forward to as far as when you go competing?
I hate to keep sounding like this, but I've talked to you about it. Over the last few years, the way we went and done these cooks, I'm just completely changing it, and I'm not. So I'm just looking to go have a good time. Hopefully we do something well.
Right
now it's going to be perfect weather, I hope, to be up there as long as the rain will stay away from there. Just like that Paris cook we did, it was just beautiful, perfect time to be out, hanging out at night with everybody and having a good time. That's all I'm going to do from here on out with these cooks. And I think it's going to help me. I mean, I've changed a couple little things on some of my flavors and went back the way I used to do it, getting back to some basics. It seemed to help a little bit. And that's what we're going to keep doing.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we've got another caller on the line. Let's kick him in and see what's going on. 931, who have we got here? Okay, well, I'm working this board a little more. We'll come back to that. Keith, can you tell us about the first time you got called, what it felt like?
Lord, that was in Bruce's. I was helping somebody else cook. I was with somebody the first time we got called there. And actually, Cindy might correct me, I think the first time we got called as our team, Cindy, was that a reserve grand we got? Yeah, it was what, 4 years ago? So that was probably the first big walk I had. And that was kind of overwhelming. That was the first big one. We won on Cook's Choice, kind of like we did this past year when you got the grand. We won on Cook's Choice in first place, and then we won reserve grand, thankfully, with a good average on our other things. And, it's something else. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, that's once that bug bites you, you're in it. You're in it to stay then, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
I know it. It's crazy. You get that bug going. So once it bites you, man, you're in it. You're wanting to compete all the time. You're here to stay. It's time to let the smoke roll. I'm telling you, you just get out there and you want to go, week in, week out. We got another caller on the line here, 731-333. Who have we got here? It's just once you get that experience going, you know, and you have it. So
30 or 7 or 8, you know, here I am really hustling.
We're trying to work with this right now. We've got it. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get them queued in.
So, you know, I
might
be
prepared. But anyhow, you know, it's once that bug bites and you start competing, you're in it to stay. You're ready to go week in, week out. I know it's what did, you know, that's what got me, that's what really got me hooked. That's, you know, once we walked on the, I've told this story many times, we were cooking, we placed in the backyard, I cooked a bacon wrap hot dog, you know, that brought it home for me, that got me started, and I hadn't stopped since, and I love to do it. I wish I could compete every weekend, but unfortunately, it's just not able. You know, you're not able to cook every week.
Yeah, I wish I could cook a whole lot more than I do.
Yeah. It's just something we love to do, and wish we could do more of it. That's for sure. So you know, you've got this cook coming up. Have you got any other things lined up after this cook?
I hadn't planned anything. We probably will. Back a month or two ago, whatever, we planned for the one up there at the Boss House and then this one. So we had them two lined up. And I hadn't really much thought past that. Still kind of thinking about the polar bear one that will come up, what, when's that, next month?
That's That's in November, yes.
November, yeah. So we may try to see about that one. Or so. I don't know. We'll look around. We'll definitely would like to at least try to get two more in before it gets, you know, real, real cold.
Right, right, right. Well, that polar bear wasn't really, really bad last year. But, you know.
Windy.
It was bad windy, but.
But other than that, it was pretty nice.
Right, right. Yeah, that's.
What I remember of it.
Well, you know, that's another thing about when you go barbecue and, you know, that Friday night, that before the cooking really gets started, there's always a big fellowship gathering, that's for sure. And,
it was that night.
Well, you know, I mean.
I ain't done that since. I ain't going to neither. Woo-wee.
Some that are memorable and some that are that you wish you could forget, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where them nicknames start coming out to play, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
But, that's, you know, that's part of the fun of going to a barbecue competition. You know, you got that Friday night fellowship and gathering and having a big time. It's what it's about. You can't ask for no better time. You know, you just have a good time. That's why I like to emphasize everybody, if you're not a competition team, but you'd like to get into it, you know, hey, go get you Backwoods. That's a great pit to start with, a great pit to compete with continuously. You can cook any time on this Backwoods. Keith, I know you have a Backwoods, don't you?
I do, and that's the best decision I made. Love that thing.
You know, and it's very efficient. You don't have to take tons of charcoal, a lot of sticks, a lot of wood. It's a real efficient cooker, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Chris, you know, I said to you here a while back, I was down to them two of them 15-pound bags. We did that whole Paris cook with one bag. I may have put in just a little bit, but, yeah, it was one 15-pound bag. Kind of freaked me out. I didn't know really how I did that, but if I can get down to that one bag, man, I'll easily cut my, you know, from $60 to, I think them things cost $8.
Right, right.
Man, I tell you what, I've never cooked with that stub charcoal ever in my life until this year. Well, actually,
right.
when I got to Backwoods, I started doing a lot of reading and test cooks with different charcoals, and man, that stuff just burns forever. It just burns forever. Burns clean. I really was surprised that Paris cook. If I went over a bag, it wasn't much. It might have been a sprinkle more after that, but it really surprised me.
Well, right. Well, right there might be a possibility for you as a sponsor, Stubbs Charcoal. You know,
give my holler.
You know, you need to pursue that because, you know, that's a good testimony right there. And that's where a lot of these companies love to hear testimony from these competition teams, these independent cooks that are out there cooking week in and week out. You know, they love to hear testimony like that. So, you know, I strongly advise you to try to get in touch with a customer department.
Andrew,
you know.
I might have to send them an email this week.
There you go. You never know. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're using their product, we represent it, we're bragging on it. You know, that's what it's about. That's what sponsors like to hear. And, you know, that's a good part. You know, that right there might be an avenue for you to compete twice as much as you are now. So,
that'd be nice.
It would be nice. I know we all need a little help, and that's what it's all about. And we've got so many friends that are out there barbecuing that have sponsors. And, you know, a lot of them, they're willing to share information, and that always helps. I think we've got another caller here online, 573-683. Who have we got?
What's going on tonight on the Chris Chadwick Show?
What's happening? We're just talking. We're talking smoke tonight. We've been talking to Bill Arnold of Blues Hog tonight. We've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork on the line with us right now, and we're just having a good time. What's going on in the Lulu world?
Not a whole lot. Just trying to get things back in order from this weekend. That's about it.
The big competition. That's all right. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, we had a good time. Wasn't too happy with the overall standings, how things worked out and the scoring process. But, you know, you usually have that. And, you know, we was happy to be out. We was happy to be at the contest, but, you know, things just didn't work in our favor that day. But, you know, we'll be back some other day.
Oh, yeah, there's always the next one around the corner. That's for sure. That's what we're always looking for. That's history. We're looking into the future, ready to fire it up. We're ready to let the smoke roll one more time at the next comp and have a big time. They had a big show there. It seems like it had a lot of cookers. I noticed on Facebook there's a lot of guys there letting the smoke roll. A lot of big boys, a lot of big rigs. Lulu's was there, I think. Durag. With Durag there, too, cooking team.
Yeah,
Durag
was there.
And I believe Dwayne Byer, smoking and tarning. Dwayne was there, too, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. He was there.
That's right, yeah. And there were several teams there. I'm sure it was a good cook. Did you eat a lot of good food or just cook a lot of good food?
No, I didn't really eat a lot of good food. There wasn't a whole lot of that going around down there. But really? Yeah.
You know, I've constantly, that's bad. That's a bad thing about me. I've constantly got something on that grill I'm cooking to eat. I always lose my heat opening and closing that grill, cooking different things while I'm competing. And that might be one of the keys to success is fanning that door, baby. But I'm not, you know, Keith Webb, we've got Keith, he's on there, you know, he's down to a lean setup. He doesn't have to carry a lot, haul a lot. It seems like I'm moving every time I go compete.
Told you I'm getting too old to do that. I had to quit all that.
Well, you know, we're packing, we're loading, we're unloading, we're unpacking totes, we're loading. I tell you, it's a lot of work involved. A competition is not just the easiest thing in the world to do. There is some work involved in it, you know, it just, you know, we just can't pull up and raise the door and light the fire and let the smoke roll and say we're ready. You know, we're setting up and setting up pop-ups and getting prep kitchens ready, and it's pretty extensive. And Keith, I know you've got her down to pretty being lean and mean, and I'm proud for you, but I'm ready to break it down like that too. But when you got that big old-fashioned stick cooker behind you, you know, and you've got to haul the sticks to go with it, that's a little work involved. I'm not fortunate enough to have one of those fancy pellet cookers like some of the people we have.
What are you talking about, Willis? What are you talking about?
Oh, me.
This event I went to, I've seen more pellet cookers there than I have seen anywhere else. I don't know what it was, but everybody seemed to have a pellet cooker.
Really? Well, you know, I mean, the ease of operation. Now, do all of them, let me ask you this, do all of them, you, on a pellet cooker, you have to have electricity running them bad boys, right?
Yeah, you do have to have electricity. It runs off 110.
Right, right. Running the thermostat, then augers?
Yeah, it runs an auger. Actually, how the system's set up, you have like a, you know, a 15-pound hopper that holds your pellets. It has an auger system down at the bottom that pulls your pellets into the igniter cup. When you turn it on, the ignition will light for about 15 seconds. That actually is your starter ignition. That's why you can't actually be able to use them in the KCBS, because it actually only ignites it for about 15 seconds, no other than a cigarette lighter or a torch or anything else. And that shuts off. And then it just continues to burn just from pulling pellets in. And the hotter you want to cook, it has a fan on it that blows the air just like a Guru system.
Right.
And it will feed the pellets in there, and the hotter you want to get, the more pellets it will feed in there for you. So that's how everything works. Which, you know, I was talking to Shiggin and Grinning the other night, the winners of the American Rule, and, you know, they cooked two categories on pellet cookers. They cooked their ribs and they cooked their chicken on it. And on their big meats, they cooked on a old hickory. As you can see, I mean, you can win with them, you know. It has been proven fact that you can win with a pellet cooker.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest. I had no doubt because y'all use them and y'all win. I mean, everybody, you know, I just like to pick on you, especially about that fella.
How long can you get a cook off on average? I know it's going to depend on cookers, but and you say that's about a 15-pound hopper. About how long will that cook?
Well, it kind of depends. You know, each one's a different style grill. There's a Fast Eddie, which our buddy Trent Hurley has one. He's our brisket guy. You know, he cooks brisket. And, you know, it's the same system that Smoke and Eternum use, the same system as Durag uses. And you can actually fill that hopper up. I don't know actually how many it will hold, but you can fill that hopper up, and, I mean, it'll barely use any pellets at all, and it'll smoke. But I know, like, the Traeger Texas or the Green Mountain Grill, you know, I know you can put them in there. They do eat pellets a little bit more than the Fast Eddie. They're not as economical. But, you know, I like our Traegers. You know, we have the big one. You know, you can cook 80 butts on it. You can cook 100 sides of ribs. It's got a big hopper in the back. You know, it's got 3 auger system on it. I think it'll hold about 4.5 bags, and I'm not sure how much each bag weighs. So, you know, roughly around that weight, somewhere 15 to, you know, 20-pound hopper, and then we had some other ones that feed from the front. But, I mean, if you put it down smoke, I mean, it'll roll for a while. I know I put meat on 8 o'clock at night, come out at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and there's still a little bit of pellets in the bottom. So, I mean, that's a pretty good time frame on what it'll do for you.
Yeah. Sounds pretty efficient. It sure does. And, you know, that efficiency comes in. It really counts as far as the competition is concerned. You go in and competing and those being efficient, that's less weight, less work, less trouble, really. Now, let me ask you this. I know I was talking to Fred of Mojo Bricks a while back. We were texting back and forth. And I noticed here a while back, y'all had a picture on Facebook of Mojo Bricks. Do you use Mojo pellets? Do they have pellets also? I know he has cubes and bricks and blocks. Do they also have pellets?
No, we use the Mojo Mini Cubes. I mean, it's an outstanding product. It really is.
Right.
You know, to actually use this product, I mean, you don't need anything other than a lighter is all you need for this product. It's not going to cook for you. You know, that's the thing you got to look at. It's not a cooking device.
Okay. Right.
It's a smoke flavoring substitute.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put those in there, I mean, you can put 4 or 5 of them in there. They sell the big brick. They sell the minis, which we use the minis. But, I mean, you can put as many as you want to in there.
Yeah, you're right. I like that.
Sir?
Well,
was
that, Keith?
I used to live in Paris, and I liked them. That's the first time I used them. I took that brick and cut it up and used it. It will seem to work good.
Yeah, they bring on a slow, it's just a real slow smoke burn that's just pure smoke. I mean, you get a clean burn out of it and just, you know, puts really nice the smoke in your meat. I mean, that's what you're really going for. I mean, it's just a real nice product, Mojo Bricks. You can look them up online. You know, we talk to them, deal with them. They'll get your order to you quick and fast, and that's one thing dealing with customer service. I mean, that's one thing you like to deal with is something that gets to you quick and fast. So, I mean, you know, it's Mojo Bricks, MojoBricks. Look them up online, and they'll take care of you.
He will take – Fred, he seems like a really fine guy to talk to. I believe it's – is it Gross? Is that his last name exactly? I'm just not sure. I believe he owns a company, and it's a fine company, fine fella. I know there's a lot of guys that use his product. It's Fred Gross out of Chicago, Mojo Bricks, and you can get in touch with him, mojobricks.com. I'm sure you can just send him a message there on Facebook. I'm sure he'll take any orders anyway, you know, but I just didn't know if they didn't, you know, I bet, you know, pellets might be in the future of that product.
They
could
be. They're almost made the same way, except it's a brick. It's a little different. I noticed the cherry is different than some of the other ones, the way it's made. You know, cherry is our favorite. I really like that one. But, yeah, I mean, they have several different ones. They have competition. They have hickory. They have maple. They have red oak. They have, let me see, let me look here online, see what all they do have. I know the ones that we've got, that's the ones we use and have on hand. I don't know if they carry any other ones than that, I check for you real quick.
Yeah, that's a good product right there. There's just a lot of products out there. You know, once you find a good product, Keith, just like you were talking about Stubbs Lump Charcoal, you know, once you find a good product you like to use, and you like that Mojo Brick also, I mean, there's just not here in Northwest Tennessee, you just don't hear of a lot of products like that. There's just not a lot of people using that around here. Do you think, Keith?
No, there's not. A lot of the reason I only started moving towards some of that is when I bought this cooker. You know, trying to work with getting different ways of getting my smoke and different charcoals to burn longer, so I changed cookers. You know, because old styles before I was doing wood burners, and then I was doing a ton of charcoal, usually lump. But once I changed cookers, I started researching more and more and more and started finding these products and using them and actually liking them and working good, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I think they're just really efficient. They work really well. People use them, you know, they're just constant. They're constantly trying to improve products, and this is a product that's just hard to improve. It's a really good piece to use, especially, you know, if you've got a really efficient cooker like a Backwoods or a efficient cooker like, you know, a big pellet cooker, Traeger, Stump, something like that. You know, that's really where it's at. It's not as much so, I'd say, an old-fashioned stick burner like I use, but, you know, teams and cooks and cookers are always changing up and using different types of rigs, and you never know what you're going to end up with. You know, Keith, you started off with a custom-built stick burner, and, you know, they're just a hard – it's a good cooker, but sometimes it's hard to compete with these guys. It's got these real efficient cookers. It's not taking any work to use.
Well, like I told you about that, when you asked me about first time walking and everything, I was using that old red one, if you remember it, back then. And I love cooking on that thing, and that thing cooks good. But as I'm getting older, I start needing more sleep. And time-wise, as far as having to work, you know, I felt like I needed to cut back and try to make things a little easier on my old body.
That's right. It does. When the older you get, the less you want to work with, you know, the less you want to do, because you do need more sleep. I know it's pretty rough sleeping in a chair under a quilt.
Yeah,
We've all done that. I think we've all done that a time or two. And I think we'll do it again, you know. But the older you get,
doing it this weekend, but I'll be getting a lot more sleep than I normally do.
well, there you go, you know. That turning in time gets earlier and earlier.
Dude, I done got it down now. I can get easy 5-6 hours sleep, easy. And I love it. Used to, I might get 2 hours maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're getting 5 or 6 hours sleep, you know, you got to have that rest to be on your A game that following, that next morning, that Saturday morning, that turning in time. It's on. You know, it's to the wall and it's on when you when it's turning in time and you're trying to get everything out. Now, on that one cooker you use, you usually cook on your Backwoods. You usually cook your brisket, your shoulder.
Cook it all.
Yeah. I'll cook
every category. And I get them big meats done and get them off, and I'll finish up with them ribs and chicken. And sometimes I'll do chicken on my smaller, just that, because I've always usually bring that group in case I want supper or breakfast or whatever.
Sometimes
I'll do chicken. Sometimes I'll do chicken on it, but most time I cook everything on it.
Right. Well, I usually do all my categories on my stick burner. What about you? Y'all have two on the back of your rig, don't you? Two pellet cookers.
Well, we had four. We actually took two off. We put our big huge cooker on the back, and we've been using it. It produces really nice food, and we've been having to do large events and things like that.
Right.
So we just left it on there. We cooked our butts and stuff on the small one, and then we'll cook everything else on the big one.
That sounds, yeah. I know it's good to have a cooker that'll have to hold 2 or 3 different temps. Most cookers don't hold 2 or 3 different temps, not unless they're set up for that. And in competition, when you need some heat, need some fire, need some flame, you need to have. You know, I know I've started taking a little extra cooker. I mounted one on the front of my big cooker for that specific purpose, is to char and to sear, and it sure made it a lot easier as far as competition is concerned. It has. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in or you're listening in, this is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. We've got two serious competition cooking teams on the line with us tonight. We've got Lulu's Barbecue out of Charleston, Missouri, and we've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork out of McKenzie, Tennessee. They're both on the line. We're talking competition cooks. We're talking cookers. We're just having a good time in here. And be sure, I will say this, be sure every Wednesday night now from 7 to 9, it's Lulu's Southern Soul Show Radio. And that's from, and did I say that right? Pretty close.
Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio.
Soul Smoking Radio. I've got it. I won't forget it. That's
Congratulations.
Every Wednesday night. That's every Wednesday night on BBQSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio. The shows, there's a good show on every night of the week. Monday nights, you got Jim Berg of Killer Bees. He's got a good show. Tuesday night, you've got Chad of Whiskey Bent in the Pit. Wednesday night, you got Lulu's Smoking Soul Smoking Radio. There we go. I got it now. You got Thursday night, you got the Barbecue Superstars himself, Daryl Mast, on the air. It's something every night of the week. Friday night, beer night with Daryl Mast. I mean, it's something every night of the week. So be sure to tune in, listen in, call in, be a part of the show. We all appreciate your calls, your comments. If there's something we can do or a topic you want us to talk about, give us a call and let us know, or send us a message. I know you can message me on Facebook anytime. Give me a topic you want to discuss or want to have us discuss. We'll do it for you. If you're just tuning in, give us a call at 1-347-202-0263, and we will put you live on the air, and let's talk smoke. We're back with Keith Webb, the Pirate Pork, Lulu's Barbecue. Great guys here. Guys, your competition, I know Keith Webb's headed to the Carlisle Fest this next coming weekend. They're in Bardwell, Kentucky. I know he's excited about that. You're just coming off a big competition this past weekend. Do you have a new one? What's your next one in sight? Do you have something planned? Okay. Keith Webb, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Cody, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Cody, have you got another comp lined up?
No, not right now.
We
don't have anything right now that's lined up. We have some festivals, some catering, and some events coming up. So, you know, we just kind of worked that one into the schedule, but I don't know if we'll have another one, you know, this year or not. If we do, it'll be down at the Christmas one down in, I think it's Decatur, not for sure, or Demopolis. It's in Demopolis, and that's it's like a Christmas
right.
Barbecue. So,
well, that sounds good. I know we've got the cooler it gets around here, the slower it is. And I know there's one in November. It's an annual Moose Lodge Cook Polar Bear event, and it's always a nice cook. There's usually several teams. Well, it's a 15 team venue probably, if not a few more. But it is a nice cook. I know I've got several. It seems like we've kind of stepped into this. I'm doing a lot of private stuff, and that's always exciting when somebody calls you and wants you to feed them. That's a good feeling because it lets you know you're doing something right. You know, we all appreciate compliments. And I know, you know, we're all good cooks, and we get them all the time when we're out feeding and doing. And, you know, there's not a day go by somebody that we're not talking barbecue, that's for sure. And it's just really a, it's a good feeling to me. I don't know about y'all. Don't y'all get a little self gratification out of it when somebody tells you how they enjoy your food?
Whole reason I cook.
I know it. I know it. Me too. You know, I enjoy that. And you know, you and I see on you know, if you on Facebook very often, Lulu's Barbecue is on there constantly. Look them up, guys. If you don't know, look Pirate Pork up, Keith Webb. They're constantly posting pictures and venues and where they're setting up, catering, cooking. Go by, check them out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. It's some mighty fine barbecue, and these guys put it out all the time, and that's what it's about. It's just about good food, good times, letting the smoke roll, and having good fellowship. You know, you always meet somebody new about every cook, don't you guys?
Yeah, you always run into somebody new, and you always find in the ones you wish you wouldn't run into. No, Smith, please.
Yeah, there are a few like that.
No, you know, everybody's unique in herself. Everybody brings a little bit something different to the table, and you know, we met several new people this time when we was at this event, and you know, it was just a good time.
Yeah, it is. It is a good time, and it's important. You know, it's important to meet these new people. That's what. I know Bill Arnold was talking earlier about you can just go anywhere basically and meet somebody or meet somebody that you've never met before but you've talked to forever. And once you meet them, you feel like you know them forever. And that's part of the barbecue, you know, that's part of the barbecue world. And we just can't say enough about that. It's that's just really what it's about. I know we're constantly meeting people, shaking hands, talking to people every competition, and there's always somebody new and interesting. And like you said before, there's a few we meet that we might not want to visit every day, but they are definitely unique individuals out there. Amen.
I kind of look at it as politicking. You know, everybody I meet is kind of like I kind of feel like a politician, I guess you put it that way, because everybody I meet I got to talk to. And, you know,
we
become friends, and then people start following us, or, you know, stuff happens, kind of like everything with the whole, you know, with the radio show, meeting you, meeting Fraz, meeting Mick, meeting Danny, meeting Pitmaster Sierra, just meeting so many different people, and it just becomes, you know, just who you are, and you can't really
change it. It's kind of like a woman
in a mall. You just kind of got to go into every different booth and see what they got and see what they're doing. And, you know, at this event, I walked up to, you know, probably everybody that was there, we'll say 90% of them, you know, I just walked up to where they was cooking at, we was talking, nobody got upset, nobody, you know, nothing about anything, nobody was really worried about shigging or, you know, things like that,
right,
but, I mean,
right.
It was just, you know, I just walked up to them, started talking to them, and, you know, they invited us in, I was talking to people about the products they was using, people was asking us questions, so, I mean, it was just a big fun time event.
You know, you bring that up, and that's a topic we could talk about for days and days, is shigging. You know, that's something that's something that I wouldn't think about doing much, because I like to go talk to everybody. You know, it's not like I'm wanting to see what they're doing, you know, like any secrets. But, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that do. But, you know, it's funny how you bring up the politician. I agree with you 100%, because I get out there, Keith, what they call me, the governor.
The governor.
You know, once I go, you know, I'm out there shaking hands. I want to meet people. I want to talk to them. That's part of it, and I enjoy doing that. And you're right. It's not about shigging. It's just about meeting people, and it's who you are. And it's just part of it. And that's how I met Daryl. I met Daryl through the radio, and it just become greater and a better relationship as it grew, and that's how I met y'all when we met in Benton, Kentucky, and it's just, you know, it's just become a bigger friendship, and that's important. That's what it's about, you know, and I'm glad to know y'all. And Keith Webb, you know, we went to school together, so I've known him forever, seems like.
Too long.
Yeah, we don't want to bring up all of them. We don't want to tell no tales, though, do we?
Lord, no. Let's not even start.
No. But we just look forward to making
having new adventures and telling and talking and cooking and meeting more people.
Well, Chris, we have got reacquainted due to this.
Really?
Yeah, well, we've got reacquainted due to it.
That's right. That's right. We really have, you know, because we went to school together. I won't say how long ago, but we did go to school together. And then, as you grow older, you get out of touch. And through barbecuing, we have actually gotten reacquainted, and I think closer than we were there in school.
So, yeah, I agree.
So, you know, that's just important, and that's important. That just shows you the part of barbecue, what it plays in your life, you know, what point it puts across to everybody. It is, you know, it's just a community that everybody wants to be a part of, I think. I know I'm glad to be a part of it.
So let me tell you a funny story real quick.
All right, tell us.
There was a guy there, and he was a younger guy. He was probably about my age. He was there with his mom, his dad. And he was sitting there prepping things and whatnot, and Toby's like, he's using smoking guns. I was like, well, I just go talk to him, you know.
Right.
So I walked up there, I started talking to him. I was no closer than probably a foot from him where he was prepping everything. Started talking about the smoking guns and, you know, everything he was doing. And we probably stood there 30 minutes talking while he was sitting there prepping his ribs and, you know, doing other things and this and that. We walk off. We go a little further down the road, and we're talking to another team, and all of a sudden, he comes back up, and he said, hey guys, did y'all see what I did with that book I had on table? And I said, no. I said, which had everything in there. He had everything in his book, from his recipes to, he had it broke down to, you know, how he applied everything, what time everything was. I mean, you know, it was his game book. It was
right.
And that was his game book right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd come up to us and, you know, this and that. And so I said, no, let's go back. We'll go back and find it. Because you could tell by looking on his face, he was just freaking out. And we go back. And I said, man, it was sitting right here is where it was sitting at. I said, because I was standing right in front of it. And I said, it was sitting right here. I said, you was prepping your ribs. I said, you brought the chafing pan over. I said, you put the ribs in the chafing pan. And I said, you picked it up and you put it in the cooler. And we walked off. And he said, man, he said, all right. I said, well, look wherever you put your ribs at and see if your book's in there, you know, wherever you put your ribs at. So he opens up the warmer or the cooler there.
Right.
And he's got a big shaving pan from where his other shaving pan is sitting on top of where his ribs are at. Well, the book was immersed between it.
I couldn't see it.
And he was going, man, I'm such an idiot. I said, it's okay. I said, we've seen look on your face. I said, ain't that big a deal. I said, but, you know, if you didn't have three big old boys here, you'd probably come up and say, which one of y'all took my damn book?
Yeah.
I said, you come by, it's a good way. I said, we're good guys. I said, we come by. I said, because if it had been one of us, I'd have had somebody strung up in the street out there by the collar and about to whoop her ass, tell them, where's my book at? I know you took it. So, you know, he was laughing because he was thinking the same thing. He was, you know, yeah. He didn't think we took his book. And, you know, I said, we done pulled the ultimate shig, buddy. Pulled the ultimate shig on you. So, you know, that made us good friends and whatnot. And we was talking, and, you know, it was just a good old time. So I thought that was a funny story to share.
That is a good story. You know, you always come across a story. You meet somebody or something happens during a cook like that. And, I mean, that's just, you know, that's like we were talking earlier with Bill Arnold. You know, that's part of your memories. That's part of your cherished memories. You won't forget that story for a long time. And, how did that guy do? Did you know? Was he able to tell? Okay, come out. Did he walk? Well, all right. I'll take this time right now to give out the phone number and see if we've got any new callers online. Guys, this is Chris Chadwick, Chris Chadwick Show here on BarbecueSuperstars.com Network. We'd like for you to call in. If you'd like to call in tonight, talk to the show, talk to us on the show here. It's 1-347-202-0263. Give us a call and talk to us, and we'd love for you to call in and tell us what's going on tonight. If you've got any kind of questions or any comments or any topics you would like to talk
talk to us about, just give us a call. Come on, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. We've got Pirate Pork in the house tonight and Lulu's Barbecue in the house. There's some good guys here. They'd be glad to answer any of your questions you'd have. Just give us a call, and we will answer some questions and carry on, cut up, and have a big time. So, Keith, we've already mentioned you next cook. We talked about cooking. We talked about flavor profiles tonight. Is there anything you want to add to the Bardwell cook that you have that you're just thinking about?
Yeah, I'm excited to go. That's one off somewhere that I don't normally go that far off, really. It's usually close to these local ones and meeting. There's only going to be at least, I think, only one team, maybe. Doug's going up there, maybe another team.
Yeah.
No, there's another one up there that I've met. But other than that, it'll be all new teams. So, like y'all were talking about a while ago, I'll get to meet all kinds of new folks at this one. Drake will be there. I've met him, know him. But everybody else up there will be new teams. I'll get to meet some new people, hopefully learn something. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Make some contacts, make some new contacts, meet some new people. Yeah, I think Doug, Triple D, he's going up. I think Dwayne Byard, Smoking and Turner.
He's going, yeah.
And I don't know if Spice is Right, Paul. Paul, the Spice is Right, you know, he cooks a lot beside Dwayne. They, you know, kind of travel in unison there on different competitions. They're good friends, and I just almost bet he'll be there too. And you got Draper's Barbecue there, so there's several there. You know, that you'll probably have a big time with. And
planning on it.
Yeah, no doubt. I hate, like I say, I'm gonna miss that, but I am gonna take a judging class on the Saturday. I've got a golf tournament to do and also a class reunion. Saturday morning that I'm taking shoulders to. So, you know, I'm getting pretty busy with my hobby. It's turning into work. Do you see that happen? You see that happening a lot. You know, this barbecue, this talk show, you know, this is something I would have never thought personally I would be doing, but I'm having a good time doing it. I hope some people are learning some things from it, because I know I've met some great people that call in, and we hear some great stories, talk about some great techniques, some big information on here as far as all your categories, as far as competition's concerned. It's just a real good experience for me. But it's also turning into work. We're doing a lot of cooking for a lot of private events that it's just you know, it's becoming my second job, actually, but I do enjoy it. I do have a good time, and I'm thankful for all my team members that help me when we go compete. I've got a great bunch of guys and girls that go and help that I really appreciate. You know, Keith, I know you got a couple that help you that you know that it's important, you know. You know, you got Cody and Kobe of Lulu's Barbecue. You got brothers, and I don't know, they've got one other cooker, Trent Hurley, I believe. You know, he helps them too. But you know, I think that's the team there. And you know, when you have that, when you have good friends and important people that help you like that, it's really a good feeling to have. You know, it makes the cook so much better. What would you do without your team members, Keith?
They're immeasurable, you know. Just having Cindy help and Brian when he's around and help. I'll pick up one or two other, maybe a family member or something will help here and there. But it's immeasurable, man.
I know it. That's right. You know it. And Cody, I was right. You got Kobe and Trent. That's your team, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be our team right there.
Yeah, you
Trent
know,
the brisket man Hurley.
Yeah, so. So you know when you've got. What would y'all do? You know, I don't know what I would do. I know I've played Iron Man a time or two and cooked by myself.
Oh, it's rough.
It's rough. And I'm thankful for my team members. I mean, that's just, you got to have them. There ain't no I in team, not when it comes to barbecue. And, I mean, there's too many things going on and too much you've got to do, too much involved, too much at stake. And and I'm thankful to have my guys and girls. You know, they just help. My daughter helps me tremendously. She just doesn't get to go as much as she wants to. She's only 10 now, but she's going to be one fine pit master when in her own right. As she gets older, she's going. You know, we're going to start doing some kids cooking comps. You know, I think as far as the TVA is concerned, if we can become a sanctioning body or actually grow a little more next year and host a few venues, we're going to have a kids category, and it will be strictly children doing it. You know, and I think that'll be a new light for this area. You know, we just don't have a lot of things for our kids to do, and we get these kids involved in barbecue. I think it's a way to help them, give them more self-confidence, more self-esteem. I think it's going to be a big plus for them. What do y'all think about the kids coming in with a kids competition?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good deal to do. I know my boy would love the heck out of it growing up. He used to cook with me all the time, and they would have loved it.
Yeah,
they're about old and gone now, though.
I know. And Cody, now how many do you have?
I got one. He's six.
He's six. Are you already breaking him in some?
I was. Being so busy as I am now, it's kind of hard to, you know, get everything done, try to show him why I'm trying to get it done. But, you know, used to, those days would come, I'd let him do everything. He'd help me, you know, season everything. He'd help me, you know, get things on the grill and then, you know, do things like that. But here lately, probably ain't been a whole lot. But this weekend, he'll probably get enough more than he can handle since we'll be at the Darryl Worley concert. So, you know, he'll be up there helping me, so.
Well, that seems like it's going to be a big venue, the Darryl Worley concert. I know y'all are looking forward to it. What kind of numbers y'all expecting to cater to there?
I'm not real sure. They're expecting anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 people, so we'll just have to see what happens. Yeah.
Well, man, that's a phenomenal number. What are you planning on? What are you planning on cooking as far as for how many, you think?
First night will be kind of your slower nights, and then the second night will be the give it all you got night, and then we'll probably do barbecue. We'll do with the barbecue tater, the southern spud. Then we'll do probably barbecue nachos, and then I don't know, just kind of filter it in, filter it out, and see what happens. Might make some rib candy. Might do some other things. So.
And you're cooking for what kind of number? What are you thinking? You going to cook for how? What are you preparing for? Like,
I'll call them this week and send me tickets they sold to the concert, and then we'll just kind of break it down from there and go from there.
Well, that'll be good.
It's still a guessing game whether or not, you know, no matter how long you've been doing or how many events you've been doing, it's still, you know, still a guessing game to, you know, what's going to happen. So.
Right. That's 500 cooking for 1,000. That's a lot of food.
I mean, if everything went this year from how it was supposed to go, and you know, on events and different things like that, and what people tell you, I mean, hell, we probably done made $200,000 this year. But you know,
I hear you.
Just at events, but you know, it's just, you know, how those things go. Sometimes they go better. Sometimes they don't go as good. And you know, the ones you don't think is going real good, you know, you'll have more than what you actually can handle. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Right. You hit on the unexpected ones, and you might miss on the ones you kind of expect to go through. I understand how that is, too. I sure do. Man, it's been, it's just a never-ending, it's a never-ending challenge, that's for sure. Keith, how many do you usually cook for? What's the biggest number you've cooked for? In the past.
Oh, I ain't cooking nothing like you two have. I've cooked probably just what I've done, probably 50s and 60s, somewhere in that neighborhood, pushing 100 maybe. Nothing, because I haven't really got into doing any catering yet. We're probably looking at doing that, but I kind of got to get some other things in line before we really get on it. I've done some back in previous years where, you know, we cooked probably 60, 70, 80 people, something like that.
Right. Well, you know what? It just keeps coming. I got a message a little earlier for a venue, you know, like of 100 people, a state park kind of deal, and you know, I don't, you know, just things like that coming in. I've got people calling for weddings and special events now all the time, class reunions, and I'm proud to do them. You know, I try to fit them in between work and competition, and we just keep trying. Keeping that fire lit, letting the smoke roll. We trying to have a big time with it, but it's turning into a lot of work too. You know, and I couldn't imagine cooking like Lulu's Barbecue does every day of the week. Seems like. I mean, do y'all ever get any time off?
We're taking off tomorrow to put the truck in the shop. From where the drunk driver hit us, so
right,
he's gonna be
right.
Going in. We'll be pulling out the gray meanie, the shed from my buddy, and driving it around. So, you know, the gray beast will be back on hand. It don't really ever seem like you ever get any rest. I know this past 2 weeks I've been pretty wore out, and a lot of people said stuff to me that, you know, I just need to kind of take a break and kind of cut back a little bit. And you know, they could see it in my face and things
right.
Like that. But it's just kind of one of those things. You just do what you got to do. And, you know, if you like doing it, it don't really bother you that much. So
I know. But there is such a thing as taking a break, trying to recharge those batteries where you can hit it back 110%. Now, you know, you don't need to burn yourself out, because once that happens, then it's hard to come back from a burnout. So just take your time. That's just words of the wise. You know, it's just words of wisdom. You know, I've lived through some of that, and you definitely got to don't burn yourself out. You know, Keith, I'm not preaching, but I'm speaking it right?
No, do it. That's part of what I think I went through in the past. It's, I ain't doing it no more.
No, I agree with you, and this barbecue is our venue, our outlet. Some of that, and it's helping. It makes you a better person once you get out there and meet all these people. That's for sure. And, you know, I'm just a firm believer that's what we got to keep doing and making it better and bettering ourselves and just keeping it going. That's what it's all about, you know. I'm just a big supporter in that, and I always will be. And I'm a barbecuer. I'm a barbecue lover. I'm in it for the long haul, and I guess I'll do it until the fire goes out. So we're going to continue to let the smoke roll and light those fires and just have a big old time and just meet all the people we can and just enjoy life. That's what it's all about. So with that being said, guys, we're going to have to cut the show a little short tonight. I do appreciate y'all calling in. We'll get you information out there in case we've got somebody listening that wants to sponsor a barbecue team. We'll say that one more time because we never can say that enough. Keith, give them a shout out. Then Cody, give them a shout out. And we're going to call it a night, brothers.
All right, Pork Barbecue. Look us up on Facebook. We're on there.
All right, Keith, it's good to have you on the show. I want you to call back every time you can. And have a great week and all the best of luck to you coming up in Bardwell, Kentucky at the Carlisle Fest. Represents TVA, the TVA group. We hadn't brought that up much tonight, but Tennessee Barbecue Association is proud to have Pirate Pork involved with them. Also, Lulu's Barbecue. It's something that's new. We're working on it constantly, week in, week out. You know, we might not be doing it completely right, but we're doing all we can and trying to make it a better thing for Tennessee, especially for all the small cooks and surrounding states. You know, we're just working it hard and going to keep supporting it. Tennessee Barbecue Association here on Facebook. Look it up. Join the group. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. You know, we're just going to make it happen. That's what it's all about. Tennessee Barbecue Association welcomes you anytime you want to join. Just come on in. Right now, it's no expense at all. So look it up. Check it out. If you got a question to ask, post it, and I'm sure you'll get a response. Cody, you want to give them a shout-out before we call it a night?
Yeah, y'all can find us on Lulu's Barbecue on Facebook. You can find us on Lulu's Barbecue on Pinterest. Coming soon, you can find us on the Lulu's Barbecue, www.lulusbarbecue.com. We'll have a website up. Or you can listen to us on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio on the Barbecue Superstars Network. I have some good guests coming up this week, trying to get some KCBS judges on the line for a segment. We'll try to do 4 30-minute segments this week. Try to get some calls inverted in. So that way we can talk a little bit about that. I figure the KCBS judges is going to be the big talk event. Try to go over a few things, try to get in a little bit and try to see what's going on, and just look us up.
That sounds good. You know, you bring that KCBS judges up. You know, I'm going to do a class this coming weekend on the 20th there in West City, Illinois. I'm looking forward to that, hoping to bring some insight into it. You know, I'll definitely be discussing it this next coming weekend, next Sunday. So be sure to tune back in. If they don't cover it Wednesday night, hopefully I can cover it Sunday night. It's been a pleasure to have y'all on the show tonight. Thank you so much for calling in, being part of the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke show. And until next Sunday night, we'll do it again. This is Chris Chadwick. Peace out. We love you. And remember, a bad day at barbecue is better than a good day at work. All right. Let the smoke roll. PBA. PBA. Y'all have a good night. We're out of here.